News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now it's just approaching 8:10. Well, police in Derry think that dissident Republican terrorists were behind the murder of a journalist, 29-year-old Lyra McKee, during rioting in the city there last night. She was shot dead in the Craigan estate, and the violence began after police conducted raids in a number of houses in the locality. And also we understand that footage has emerged which shows petrol bombs being thrown and also vehicles on fire. Now the Assistant Chief Constable from the PSNI, Mark Hamilton, has condemned the killing, as has certainly politicians from right across the political divide on both sides of the border. But we're joined on the line by Mick Fieldy, who's the senior editor at Slug Road Tool. Mick, a very good morning.
Good morning, Andrea.
Just incredible news emerging from Derry overnight. 29-year-old Lyra McKee there doing her job. I understand, Mick, that you knew Lyra McKee.
I did know Lyra, and I wouldn't claim to say that we were close friends, but certainly when she was starting to get into journalism in her late teens, early 20s, about 10 years ago, she came along to a number of events that we ran. She contributed to that. She impressed me with her passion, her intelligence, her fearlessness, and her commitment to investigative journalism in the real sense, which by which I mean something not driven by anger, but by compassion, by the need to understand what was going on around us. And I don't necessarily mean Troubles era stuff either. We're very good in Northern Ireland at recycling our past in order to make ourselves even more angry than we were before. That was not what pushed Lyra. Lyra wanted to understand in its fullest sense, and I think driven by compassion for her fellow citizens, and that's reflected in some of the comments that you see this morning on Twitter as people are trying to process this. She was respected right across the community, and she came herself from one section of that community, but I think the integrity of her mission was so widely understood by the way she conducted herself that really, we're all in shock this morning.
I also see the NUJ, the National Union of Journalists, has paid tribute to Miss McKee as well this morning. And actually in 2016, she was named one of the Forbes 30 under 30 in media in Europe. Look, incredible, just absolutely so traumatic and tragic as to what's happened. And our thoughts are with all of her family and friends this morning. Can I ask you, Mick, as well about the impact of all of this and the effect of this right across the Derry area? Because this will have a much wider effect right across Northern Ireland and the border catchment this morning.
Absolutely. Look, I mean, in Derry, there is a particular problem with a determined group of dissident Republicans who really want to get back to war. And in many respects, what is facilitating that? And the Irish Independent, ironically, notes this morning that Nancy Pelosi is going to Stormont, but there will be no one at Stormont to meet her when she goes there. That the vacuum created more than 2 years ago by our politicians, properly elected in March 2017, not sitting one day in between, that creates a vacuum in which properly elected political representatives who are licensed by the electors to speak on their behalf have been silent for the last 2 years. It's nothing short of a disgrace.
I thought it was just, you know, an incredible comparison, Mick, to think that there we have, as you mentioned her, Nancy Pelosi, one of the most powerful women in US politics, actually in Derry yesterday, talking about the impact of the Good Friday Agreement, about how it was, you know, a model for a diplomacy that's been used across the world. And here we have this morning, talking about the death of a 29-year-old woman in Derry last night who was there to cover a protest, effectively, riots.
I think the irony is deeply resonant. And herself, not only is she over, but Richie Neal, congressman, for many years came over to receive an honorary doctorate from Ulster University. And here we have the very reasons why we put the Good Friday Agreement in place. And, you know, It's a deeper tragedy because Lyra was committed to freedom in a way that the people who are taking over that vacuum simply or not.
We'll leave it there for the moment. My thanks, Mick, to you for joining us in the programme. Mick Fieldhew is the senior editor at Slugger O'Toole. And again, look, our thoughts are with all of Lyra McKee's family and friends this morning.